Good morning, folks. Sunday the 17th of June 2012. Father's Day here in the UK, and I'm taking a Sunday morning stroll as usual, a little later than normal. I'm normally in church by now, but I did go to Mass last night in a different church than my normal church, and because I was out there, and also because today is Father's Day, and I'm going to see my son shortly. We're going to have a nice day together, hopefully. Well, definitely, we always have a nice day together. And he's very excited because he's bought me a Father's Day gift, and in his own words, he said, "Dad, it's something we'll both like." And I can't help thinking that's the best kind of gift, a gift that both the giver and receiver can enjoy together. So I'm looking forward to that and taking him out for lunch, probably. I was going to cook Sunday dinner, maybe I will. Haven't quite decided yet. Might treat us both and go out instead. It's a lovely morning, and I'm just taking a stroll in my neighbourhood, thinking about yesterday. And yesterday I was playing around with a couple of photo apps, StreamZoo and Instagram. Now, most of you will have heard of Instagram, of course. I don't need to say any more on that particular subject. But I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. I dip in and dip out. I'm not sure whether I like it or don't like it. But I know I do like StreamZoo. And yesterday I was posting pictures to both just to gauge a reaction. And what I have found that with Instagram, I tend to get a lot of feedback from people who already follow me on different social networks, especially Twitter. But with this StreamZoo, I get a lot more feedback, probably 3-4 times as much feedback per photo I post, and from different people, people I don't know. And I like that. I think it's because a lot of people, like I say, have heard of Instagram, and yet StreamZoo was there before. It has been out for a long time, and a lot of people use it. I would say there's probably more people using StreamZoo than Instagram, but I can't verify that. However, I was playing around with that and enjoying the process, and I was also recently met a new Twitter follower. Excuse the wind noise now, I'm walking into the wind. And Stuart, Lone Walker UK on Twitter. And I'm a walker, as you know, and Stuart started walking in 2005, 2006 to lose weight. In his own words, he was a fat walker. But what a transformation. Not just, when I say transformation, I'm not necessarily talking body size transformation. I've never met the guy. He might still be fat, though I doubt it. Not after 7 years of the kind of walks that this gentleman's done, because he's put a website together and produced some wonderful, wonderful routes and walks that are available to download as GPX files. And when I say transformation, I think it's because it sort of transformed his way of seeing the world. And I'm more for that, to be able to walk and share your walks. Anything that involves sharing I like, but my passion is walking. And to meet a gentleman who has taken this to another level is truly inspirational. He's also written a couple of books, actually, on his walks. Specific books, something, for example, there's one called the Heriot Trail, or the Heriot Way. And he's very kindly let me have the PDF version of his book, which normally comes free when you buy the physical format. And I'm going to buy the physical format anyway. I had mentioned this to him already. But very kindly, he's given me the PDF so I can read and have a look before I buy, which is fantastic. So, a great person. And I'm going to meet Stuart in a month's time. I talked about the Three Peaks Challenge in Yorkshire, which is a challenge where people who are interested can go and walk the three main peaks in Yorkshire. And the idea is to do it in under 12 hours. I'm just crossing a busy road now, so please excuse the noise. And yes, to do it in under 12 hours. Now, I'm not aiming to do it that way because I'm not a speed freak. I want to do the Three Peaks because I've not done them before. And I tweeted this out and subsequently have half a dozen people who are going to join me. and we're going to make a weekend of it, a social weekend. Meet up, few drinks, good company, walk, camp, walk, and taking the delights of Yorkshire at the same time. And Stuart, Lone Walker UK, is joining us. So I shall actually get to meet the guy, which is I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to meeting some of the others too. Two or three others I've already met who are coming, and the two or three others I haven't met. And I love the whole social side of this. We all have our thing, don't we? Walking's mine, hiking, and since I came onto Twitter a year and a half ago, I think it is now, my social network has increased tremendously in this area. I've always been a solo walker, but now I'm quite enjoying walking with others now and again. So I've had a good day yesterday. I also discovered something called the Long Distance Walking Association, the LDWA hashtag. And they don't have a Twitter account of their own, which is unfortunate, because I think it would help promote something that's wonderful like that to have a Twitter account. But they have various groups around the country who get together and organise walks and long distance walks and submit them to their website afterwards, and other people can download the routes as GPX files and all that, and share that. And I, again, a wonderful, wonderful site, a wonderful venture. And I'm surprised I hadn't heard of it before, to be honest. But that was brought to my attention yesterday by a gentleman I'd met in Oxford a few weeks ago, and we started to follow each other on Twitter, and he tweeted that link to me. So very, very many thanks to Tony there. So I'm going to join up with the site. It's £13 a year. I've just got home. It's £13 a year, and I think that's a very small price to pay for the resources of the website. So that's about it, really. I've come back home to the devastation that is my kitchen. So I'm going to wash the pots, tidy up, get prepared for my son. But first, I think I'll have a cup of coffee. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Have a great Father's Day. And as always, if applicable, God bless you.